This is Morning Edition from NHPR. The number of pregnant women struggling with opioid addiction has increased rapidly over the past decade. And with that, more newborns are experiencing symptoms of withdrawal. Here in New Hampshire, private donors and the state health department are working to get more support for expecting moms. As part of NHPR's Crossroads series, looking at the toll of opioid addiction in the Granite State, Brita Green reports on how that effort is expanding.
Julia Frew is a psychiatrist at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, where she works with expecting moms struggling with substance abuse. These women have two distinct medical needs, prenatal care and treatment for their addiction. Frew says about 5 years ago, doctors in these different departments at the medical center realized they weren't coordinating well between each other, and the patients were worse off because of it.
Often it was difficult for them to attend multiple appointments, and so they would either miss prenatal care appointments or in some cases miss addiction treatment appointments.
When Frew says addiction treatment, that typically includes a visit with a psychiatrist and a regular dose of a medication, methadone or Suboxone, that stops the symptoms of withdrawal, helping the women stay sober. Having these multiple appointments in different departments meant more transportation challenges for the women, more juggling of childcare and work schedules.
So the idea was born to create an integrated treatment program where women would receive both their addiction treatment and their prenatal care in the same place.
It's a simple idea. Take the medical services these women need, plus recovery coaches and even childcare and a diaper and food bank, and put them in one location. Don't have them travel to different departments on different days. But the simple change has made a big difference. Heather Carter, for example, lives in Lyme with her husband. She's struggled with addiction most of her life. When she came here to the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Center in Lebanon for the first time, she was about 7 months pregnant. She'd been getting some treatment elsewhere, but it wasn't enough.
What brought me to this program, I had been in a different Suboxone program that didn't offer any support. Basically, I saw a doctor once a month and got a prescription.
Carter's taken advantage of the counseling that's offered and the support group. She uses the clothing swap and the in-house child care sometimes when she comes. She says having all these services in one place has made all the difference, both for her and her family.
I mean, for the first time ever since I was 14 years old, I've been sober from all substances, including marijuana, for almost a year now.
As a mom grappling with addiction, Carter is not unique, but she is lucky. Lucky in that she has access, relatively nearby, to a program like this one. People at Dartmouth-Hitchcock and elsewhere say the program is working. Mothers are staying off drugs, and they and their babies are healthier than those who don't have access to this kind of help. The stakes for these women, as Frew with Dartmouth-Hitchcock points out, can be high.
Pregnancy is this time of really incredible motivation for change. And so many people who've been struggling with substance use and who haven't previously sought treatment will seek treatment during a pregnancy.
The problem is, in some areas of New Hampshire, options to get addiction treatment are incredibly limited. Recognizing this, the state recently directed nearly $3 million in much-awaited federal funds to tackling this challenge. It's focusing on this specific population, pregnant women with addiction. With the money, Frew's team is working with other health centers to replicate their model, building out programs that combine addiction treatment with maternity care.
Well, the first thing that usually happens is our patients do check in.
One group they're working with is Coas County Family Health in Berlin.
As they come in, they're entered into the computer.
The health center's in a beautiful, sun-filled brick building, but as I walked in, I noticed a small orange sign on the door telling visitors there's no narcotics on site. The community has struggled economically, and there's a fair amount of drug-related crime, says the center's CEO, Ken Gordon.
We were trying to dissuade people from breaking in, looking for drugs, because we don't have controlled substances on the property.
The center has long offered all the basics of family medicine, including prenatal care, to expecting moms, but they realized they needed to offer medication support for addiction alongside that.
We just feel like we have to step up, because if we don't, we're not sure that anybody else in the community can do this work.
Autumn Crotto is coordinating the program. They're getting regular training and guidance from Dartmouth-Hitchcock. In January, they just started offering Suboxone to pregnant women and women who've recently given birth.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge. You know, a lot of our patients are traveling up to 2 hours away, and they have other responsibilities in their lives, such as work and children. And so I think this is going to be of a big help.
A 2-hour drive each way can be the difference between getting treatment or not. So in many cases, it'll not just be a big help, but a lifeline. Now, they're doing their best to get the word out that their program exists.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Kelly Sharon manages a recovery center in an old supermarket on the other side of town. The ceiling's been leaking like crazy, so today they're putting on a new roof. Workers pound away above. Sharon sits on the couch next to a play area with toys and stuffed animals. She says someone from the local health center came by not too long ago to make sure she and her clients knew they were launching their program.
It's good. They're starting with pregnant women. You know, I mean, the future of our community is at stake, and that starts with the children.
Coos County Family Health is hoping to expand their program over time. Dartmouth-Hitchcock is also working with six other practices across the state, aiming to reach even more women with this complicated blend of medical needs. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.